gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Rory Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 9th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2017. Good morning, everyone. Today is open line / caller's choice, as we usually have. Call-in number is, 1-800. I'm drawing a blank on the number. Oh, boy. 1-800-913-9443, I hope. Anyway, folks, Lori is going to be a little bit delayed today getting on the air. She had to run in town, take care of some stuff. Before we have any callers, a few things I wanted to touch on. As usual, I invite you to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. There's tons of free downloads, lots of articles to read, things that will make your life easier, especially in the farm or agricultural industry, hobby farms, stuff like that. There's tons of free articles that will make your life easier. Lots of downloads. I have probably well over 300 downloads. If anybody's wanting a survival library flash drive, I've got one left. Go to ruralsurvival.info, and there's a picture of a flash drive on near the top right of every page. Just click on that, and it'll tell you everything about it. Also, on Rural Survival, you'll find our alerts list you can sign up for. What this list does, it enables John Moore and I to put out information that could have a direct effect on your life. We don't put out many emails. Sometimes we'll go a month or two without even putting out anything. Sometimes we'll have five or six in 1 month. It just depends on what's going on in the world. But this list is not going to bog you down with stuff you're already seeing on the news channels, unless they've got it really wrong. And absolutely no advertisements. Take a look at it. It might be something you're interested in. Let me see. In the news, Iraq declares victory over ISIS. And as a subtitle to that, U.S. commanders are enjoying the flexibility to get the job done without political constraints. I read an interview, I forgot the man's name, I think he was a two-star, and he was very, very happy that they gave him the mission and didn't say, you can't do this and you have to do that. The mission was to destroy ISIS, and they've done it. Amazing what can happen when you have a good commander-in-chief there. So I think that's fantastic. Okay, what else? Oh, fires in California. How can we forget about that? Wow. That's all I can say is wow. Apparently the weather's calming down. They're starting to get more of a handle on these fires as of yesterday. Still, though, hundreds of homes burned. Really feel for those people out in California. In fact, is if there's anybody in California that's affected by that fire, or those fires, I'm sorry, I know there's a bunch of them, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Give us a call. Tell us what you're having to go through. I don't know if you folks have been following it or not. I haven't been following it in a big way, but it's amazing to me how many of the minor players of the deep, they continue to fall like dominoes. It's like every day somebody else is resigning, somebody's getting caught with their hand in the cookie jar or doing something behind their wife's back, to put it mildly. Wow. You know, I got to give Trump credit. I think he's much smarter than the establishment gives him credit for being. He knows how to manipulate the press. He knows how to get the information out that will help him achieve his political goals. He ain't no dummy. My guess is he'll be in on the second term unless something happens to him. And at his age, something could. Hope not, but it could happen. Anyway, folks, call number is 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to. This is stuff I'm getting ready to mention now. It's stuff you already know, but a little reminder sure isn't going to hurt. Talking about Christmas trees. Take down live trees as soon as possible after the holiday. They dry out in a hurry, even when you water them. You know, that does help a little bit, but they still dry out in a hurry. And I don't know if anybody's ever seen what happens when a Christmas tree goes up when it's dry, but very akin to something being soaked with gasoline, it seems like. They just really go up. You know, keep those live trees watered. Check it every day. You know, make sure they have plenty of water in their vase. Just a good idea. Another good idea is to not use incandescent bulbs. In other words, the ones that get hot. You know, stick with the LED and maybe the, what they call the miniature lights that don't get near as hot as regular incandescent, you know, C7 or C9 bulbs. So that'll be a big help too. Of course, crime goes up big time this time of year. Lori and I are lucky we do not have that problem here. In fact, I don't even think we've seen the keys to our house for 25 years. I know I have no clue where they're at, but it's just the area we live in. If you folks live in an area that has more crime, it might be a good idea to, you know, make sure people can't see the presents stacked up underneath the tree from the windows, you know, either heavy drapes or something like that. You know, it's just an open invitation pretty much if you're not home for somebody to come in and take your kids or grandkids Christmas away. Hope that doesn't happen, but it's always possible. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Well, we still got the stuff going on with North Korea, Iran, Russia, China. I think that if Trump could ever have a free hand, he could probably solve all these problems fairly easily, with the exception of Iran and North Korea. Russia and China, I honestly think he could make deals with. North Korea, other than what I read in the Prestitute News Service, you know, I truly have no personal information on. But history tells me Iran is almost as bad. You know, I think they're like 95-96% Muslim. All the government's Muslim. The Muslims do not give in reality. They might pretend to. But once they have a significant minority, even much less a majority, you know, everything takes a different turn. You know, it's like what's going on in Israel right now. Fact is, all over the Middle East, there are all these Muslims protesting Donald Trump officially recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. You know, their solution is start fires, throw rocks, shoot missiles, and they will, you know, the Muslims will never accept anything shy of basically Israel being wiped off the map. That's really the only thing they'll accept. You know, they might say a bunch of stuff, but they might keep saying they want peace. But folks, I don't think there's ever going to be any peace in the Middle East until either the Muslims are wiped out or everybody else besides the Muslims are wiped out. And then the Sunnis and Shias will wipe out one or the other of them. You know, if you really follow the teachings of the Quran, the way this all plays out in theory is when everything's said and done at the end of the day, you'll have one Muslim left. You know, Muslims are supposed to take out, kill, destroy, whatever, anybody that's not as pious as they are. So simple logic tells you where that would go. Very self-destructive group of people. Anyway, folks, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to. We can talk about current events. We can talk about gardening. We can talk about cattle, swine, fruit trees, you name it. We can talk about anything you want. Looks like Ori's going to get on the line here in just a minute, which will be good. I'm running out of things to talk about. One other thing on the safety deal. I was reading an article the other night. Apparently it's an in fashion or a fad type thing to deep fry turkeys. Well, apparently that causes a lot of fires every year. Now, I've never done it, so I can't talk intentionally about it. The only thing I can say is definitely don't do it anywhere but out in the wide open in case it gets away from you. You ain't burning down your house, your garage, your patio roof, or whatever. That could be a mess. So I'm sure there's good YouTube videos out there on how to do it safely and all that. Of course, always think out what you're told on YouTube. It's not always right. Got a friend of mine, and I told him I'd mention it on the air, that is selling a blacksmithing forge, and I mean everything. The forge, the blowers, everything you need basically be a blacksmith. And I think he's asking $3,000 for all of it. If anybody's interested, email me office@ruralsurvival.info. That's office@ruralsurvival.info. And I'll put you and him together, and you can make your own deal if you're interested. So I'd mention that. Also, folks, we have a new email address that we're dedicating strictly to the show, and it is show@ruralsurvival.info, show@ruralsurvival.info. What we're wanting to use this for is people have comments on the show, have questions, have things that they want us to address on the next show. Just send an email to that address, and we will see what we can do for you. The only reason we did a separate address is, we get so much email. Literally, I don't think it'd be an exaggeration to say 1,000 emails a day between all our various email accounts between Ori and I. So that's the reason we did that. Anyway, folks, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we've got Ori on the line, thankfully, because I'm running out of stuff to talk about. Good morning, Ori. Hey, Ori, I think you're muted. Okay, Ori, Sam's not hearing you either.
How about now?
Okay, now we got...
Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties.
Yeah. In other words, you forgot the mute button like I did.
No, I actually had pushed another button on my phone, which put the whole thing on hold, so I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well, at least that's a different technical problem.
Yeah, human.
Well, while you were gone, we went over several things, talking about the ruralsurvival.info website and some Christmas time safety tips and some of the news. Anything that you're looking at right now?
No, honey, I just basically walked in the door and got on the phone.
No, I meant overall, not right this second.
No, not really. I apologize for being late, everyone. I had to go pick up feed for the livestock, and happy to report that actually some of the feed for our livestock is down. Great.
Oh, fantastic. That is great. Okay.
So,
the gas will just drop again, but I don't see that happening.
Not for a while, I don't think. But I'm sure everybody's
this stuff. Go ahead, Ori.
I'm sure everybody's kind of like us, you know. They're getting ready for Christmas and, you know, trying to get their houses ready and make them look nice for the holidays. And, of course, you know, the kids are anticipating Santa for his big night. So that's about what we're doing, other than trying to survive the cold right now because the temperatures have really dropped since last week. Although our son, who lives in Georgia, did text me a picture. They actually got snow yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we still don't have the white stuff, but they got it, so.
Well,
go figure.
Keep it.
Right. Well, tell you what, we actually have a caller on the line. Rick in Missouri is on line 9.
Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Laurie. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm doing okay, buddy. How about you? Oh, yeah, just fine. There are a couple of things that I kind of wanted to bring up this morning, and some
sure.
of them are with respect to gardening, and some of them are just more or less ancillary subjects with respect to gardening. There is a fast, you know, preppers tend to store beans and rice. For a couple of reasons. I mean, obviously, they're very storable. The other thing is that when you eat them together, you get all 7 essential amino acids. The only thing that you have there is a slight protein shortfall, which could be augmented with just about anything from powdered protein mix to bits of meat. I mean, you know, a little bit of a squirrel or something like that would fix all
right.
that. There is a fascinating YouTube out there. It is about 20 minutes long. You know, for those of you with attention deficit disorder, you can watch it in pieces. It's called Beans, the Superfood, and it's by a Dr. Joel Fuhrman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N. That is an absolutely fascinating YouTube, and I'm bringing that up because, I mean, I think we tend to underrate beans in terms of just because they're reasonably inexpensive and they're everywhere you go, I don't think we give them the kind of credit that we could. They are very comforting in a soup, but I mean there's something interesting about beans. But this guy goes into all of the health benefits of beans. Even like 2 tablespoons of beans a day reduces your risk of colon cancer by some astronomical figure. It's just bizarre.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, for those of you out there who are moaning because, you know, your budget, it leaves you with beans and rice, don't worry about that. This is a really, really good thing for you, not bad news.
Right.
So, you know, there's no point in lamenting, you know, the fact that you're storing beans and not freeze-dried steaks. So don't worry about that. About salads, I'm having a fabulous time. My hoop houses haven't frozen to the point where I haven't lost my spinach, my turnips, my bok choy, my lettuce is still growing. So in anticipation of losing some of this, we have been eating a fantastic amount of salad, and then that's a good
yeah.
thing. But what I wanted to mention is, you know, I think a lot of people, when you think about, you know, we're going to make a salad, they think, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get me a head of iceberg lettuce, and then I might dice up some carrots and maybe slice a tomato and throw it in there, and that's my salad. You know, if that's your salad, I would say, you know, 2 things. First of all, that's not a very good salad, and secondly, it's just what you're used to. It's probably what you were getting when you were a kid, and you still think that's a salad.
Right.
But if you were to
Hey, Rick,
use...
hang on a minute. Yeah. We got a break.
Oh, buddy. I thought I heard. Yeah, I thought I heard
yeah.
that. Okay, go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. We're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and at the moment we're speaking with Rick in Missouri, and Rick was talking about salads and gardening. Rick?
I was. Yes, and with respect to those digital survival libraries, I've got two or three of them. You might want to get them from Tim Spencer because I'm asking $200 for mine, so you'll get a deal from Rural Survival if you just, yeah. I don't really want to sell them, but, you know, if you're willing to cough up a couple of Benjamins, I'll let one go. With respect to the salads, what I've been doing, and this is really kind of an eye-opening, even though I've been eating salad all my life, if you've got some leaf lettuces of different types, and then you add to your salad mix, when this is very common with market gardeners, their salad mixes will be made up of a number of things, not just lettuce. They will have some little tiny, little small beet greens in there, some little pieces of spinach, and maybe some of the smaller kale leaves go in that salad. I happen to have a glut of kale right now because, of course, I planted so much of it, and it's very cold hardy, so it's frozen just about every morning, but by the time it thaws out, it's fine. So, we were making some salads last week, and what I happened to notice was, while I do love my Salanova lettuce, which is the frilly leaf lettuce, I do like it. But the bits of other things in there, like the kale and the beet greens, really do add it widens out
the palate of flavors. And so by the time you get some kind of salad dressing on there, and it doesn't really matter what you use, if you can make your own, that's even better. But I'll tell you what I noticed was I was enjoying the kale in there, and then I started coming across some of the diced up beet greens, and I think those mm-hmm. might have even been better, the raw beet greens. I was just taking the 2 and 3 inch leaves and kind of dicing them up.
Right.
If you're going to grow, you know, if you're going to make your own salad, if you're going to grow your own salad, you know, add a bunch of other things. I even like to take some sprigs of parsley and dice it up and sling it in there. So you get, you know, maybe 4 or 5 different flavors in your salad. It makes a gigantic difference in terms of palatability. Next spring when you guys get going, don't think that, you know, lettuce isn't a salad. There's a lot more to a salad than just lettuce. There was something else I wanted to mention. There is a really cool video out there about tomato farming. Now, most of the people that, you know, I've had, you know, okay luck with tomatoes.
Right.
But the people that grow tomatoes in large quantities will grow them in the same way that you will see the Mittleiter people growing them, which is they'll have a trellis overhead or a support, like clothesline-looking thing. And then they're using 170-pound baler's twine vertically. They'll stake it to the ground, and then they'll tie that off at the top. So maybe that string might be 7 feet tall. So as the tomato grows, you don't have to worry about tying them up or tomato cages and all that nonsense. You just take and you spin the tomato plant around the string, and then the leaves that are sticking out to the sides, you know, like wings, they keep it from unwinding. It won't unwind on you. You just walk by your tomato plant every week, spin the top foot or two around the string, and up it goes. Now, most of these professional growers don't have any leaves on the bottom of the plant at all. In fact, I wanted to direct your attention to a really cool video I saw this morning. It's called Intelligent Farming and Smart Harvesting Tomatoes. It looks like it's in an Asian country, but I've seen even Curtis Stone and John Martin Fortier out of Canada doing the same thing. But if you watch this video, it's only about 6 minutes long. There are no words, but you will see they've got tomato plants that are 7, 8 feet tall with no leaves except maybe the top 2 feet, and that's really all the tomato plant needs to sustain itself
we'll be back in 4 minutes, folks. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. And all those that would like to call in today, our number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we'll be happy to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Or since we have Rick here in Missouri on the line, if you have any questions for gardening or anything, now would be a good time to call in to ask him those questions. Rick, you were talking about the tomatoes and using the Bailey Twine basically to let them grow up it. And a video that you saw?
Right. Yes. It is, I always, like I think so many other people, you get busy, you take your eyes off the tomatoes, and then you go back there and they're a big mess, they're half on the ground. You're trying to pick them up and tie them back to your tomato stake. And it's a mess. You're breaking off branches. And the other thing is that when tomato plants are growing in that way, the leaves are so bunched together that your disease rate goes way up. And, I think we all know by now that one of the biggest problems that you have with diseases or tomatoes is the disease that they always want to get. And so in stringing your tomatoes up on a support line, you get to remove more than half of the lower foliage, which is doing a couple things. It's mitigating disease, but you're also directing a lot of the plant's energy into fruit production, which is key. And so you're for those people that are growing tomatoes because they want tomatoes, this is a great way to do it. That video, what was it? Intelligent farming and smart harvesting tomatoes. They've got some other videos as well, but it is, they're growing these tomatoes in a vast, white, like a clean room. Is just this greenhouse that just goes on for miles. It's just gigantic. It's just crazy. But,
right.
Obviously we'll be farming outside. So I would like to, invite you to take a look at that. Which by the way brings up one ancillary, subject that I wanted to mention a while back. There is always this gigantic controversy about heirloom seeds and hybrids, and you know, right. Heirloom seeds, it tends to get it's a buzzword, you know. You know, heirloom seeds, this is not the magic bullet. I'm for heirlooms. No, I'm for them. I'm all for all seeds, but hybrids are created to correct problems. A lot of times, you know, they'll take a great tasting tomato, which is disease prone. It's an heirloom. It's disease prone. And they'll mix it with another tomato that is maybe not as good tasting, but it is disease resistant. And then you come up with what's called an F1 hybrid. And right. You know, so what you're doing is, yeah, maybe it doesn't taste quite as good as the heirloom, maybe. At the same time, you know, you may actually get tomatoes, whereas if you planted the straight hybrid and you get a case of verticillium wilt or mosaic wilt,
right.
And it wipes out your whole tomato crop, now you've got a problem. Now people say, well, oh, yeah, but you can't save the seeds. Oh, yes, you can. I've done it. You will not get an F1 hybrid.
Can.
Sure.
What you're going to revert back to the heirloom, though, right, Rick?
Part of it? Well, you'll revert back to both of the mother plants. I'll do that with the supersonic is I wind up with one plant of very good tasting medium sized tomatoes and the other one's cocktail tomatoes. Look, in a grid down situation, if you're saying, you know, I won't be able to have any tomatoes because, you know, you will. They just won't necessarily be the hybrid, but you'll have tomatoes and it's not a problem. So, you know, don't get too caught up. I do it a different way. I store in jars with oxygen absorbers F1 hybrid seeds.
Right.
And, you know, if I run out of those, I'll worry about, you know, what to do then. But I don't know that I would run out of them. I don't want to take up your whole hour, but there is probably not. Just keep them in a cool place, like in a refrigerator, in a clean mason jar with a good lid and a little oxygen absorber. They will last for years and years. I'm still planting supersonic tomato seeds F1 hybrids from 2012, and they work just fine.
Oh, yeah.
One more thing I want to bring up. And,
yeah, go ahead, Greg. Take your time. We don't have anybody waiting.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, take your time. We'll talk about whatever you want. We don't have anybody waiting in line.
Oh, I see. Well, sure. All right. So I mentioned a minute ago I've got a glut of kale, and I do. I've got like four beds of kale, and by the way, the frost has made it actually kind of sweet. Oh, I know, it's great. So we're using it in salads and everything, and I'm really enjoying it. Small kale leaves with Italian dressing or anything on it is just wonderful. It really is quite the treat. Now, yeah, it's a little chewy, but, you know, I don't mind that. But I've got so much of it. A lot of people, breakfast, what to do about breakfast. You know, you get up in the morning. A lot of people don't even eat it because it's such a pain in the neck. They grab a cup of coffee, then they run to work, and then by 10 o'clock they're looking in the snack machine to see what in there might not kill them. Well, I got, you know, a couple things to say about that. First of all, everything in there is going to kill you. So, so your next decision is, what in here won't kill me so bad? Okay, well, you know, good luck with that. But so what I did was, I went and I wanted to get I have a juicer, but it's big, it's bulky, and it's a pain in the neck to use, and you always wind up with all kinds of trash, and then it takes forever to clean.
Right.
They make these what would you call them? It's like a smooth. I don't even know what they call them. It's a food. What I got is called a food ninja. What it is, it looks like a blender, but it's a little different in that it isn't as large, and the blades in there are the most vicious thing I've ever seen, and it spins at speeds unheard of, except maybe NASA. But what you can do with this, and I'm so, you know, with the extra kale, what you can do with this thing is that you this plastic bullet, looks like a big bullet, big tumbler, sits on top of this thing, and it's got the blade screw on the bottom. Well, you turn it upside down, you take the blades off, and you're left with a big clear cup. And you put whatever in, whatever you want in there. So I stuff a bunch of kale in there, maybe quarter up an apple, piece of banana, some Greek yogurt so that this smoothie might have a probiotic aspect to it, a little bit of James McCanney filtered water, and you screw this thing back together again, and it turns whatever is in there into a liquid. And I'm talking skin, seeds, and all. You know, sometimes, you know, these seeds, even though you throw them away, seeds are very nutritious. So if you can take your apple seeds and your pear seeds or whatever you have, I don't think a peach pit would work, but whatever you know, whatever else you have.
Like cyanide in it for my liking.
Well, I'd probably knock a hole right through the side of the unit too. But the but in any case, I'm going to say, you know, with things like, you know, kale and all this, if you're looking for a breakfast that you can, that's healthy, you can make this thing in 60 seconds, and then they come with a tumbler. I didn't get the most expensive one. I didn't get the cheapest one. These things go from $30 to $99. I got one that was $70, and this thing is 900 watts. It is a monster, but it's not very big. It's maybe as big as a gallon of milk, and it comes with extra tumblers and extra lids, so that if you wanted to make one of these things, dump it in there, cap it up and take it along with you in your lunchbox, you could. But the thing is, what different from a juicer is this thing is not removing the pulp. This thing is giving you the whole nine yards. So,
which is what you really mean.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, all these people that are wasting money on things like Benemucil and all this, or their doctors saying, you know, you need some more fiber in your diet, which most people do because they're eating processed food and there isn't any fiber in that. So, you know, the... So this is really a great thing. $70 is got me a really good one, and I appreciate that because I'll tell you what, when you make one of these smoothies for yourself for breakfast, you will not be looking around for the candy dish at 10 o'clock. So you might want to give that a crank. It's a lot of fun. Christmas is coming. These things are going to be on sale everywhere. Have a look at that and see if maybe that doesn't, you know, fit into your gardening scheme. You can take your extra fruits and vegetables, fire them through there, and take them with you to work. So give it a try.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've got one of those things. I think I remember the name of it. It's called Nutribill.
The Nutribullet.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. I've been looking at it for years, and with this glut of kale, I'm like, well, I'm not throwing it out. I'm not giving it to the chickens, and so I'm looking to get the. And of course, you could only run fruits and fruits through there, but things, you know, the dark leafy greens like kale and stuff like that in your smoothie. That's what is going to make that thing, you know, super duper healthy for you. You know, when I think of the money, because you know, a big jug of Metamucil was like $15. You know, you go through four or five of those, and suddenly you've got yourself a Nutribullet or a Ninja, a Ninja food processor. So, you know, do yourself a favor, you know, and augment your gardening. You know, put this stuff into a situation where you can consume it readily. Oh, and by the way, the cleanup on this is a joke. I put some water in there, a couple drops of Dawn, put it back on the thing. It's spring loaded. It doesn't have a switch. You just push down on the big plastic dome, and that's what fires it. It's a spring loaded switch. So I just put the soap water in there, plunge it a couple times, and just leave the soap water in there. Literally, it's so quick and easy that I can't believe that I have dodged this bullet until now. So this is I must say, if you're on the fence about it, you know, I would certainly give it a try. It's certainly worth it. With all that fiber in here. Yeah, go ahead.
A quick question. Now,
yes?
If you threw some sprouts in there too.
Yes.
A handful of sprouts, then that would really make it super nutritious, wouldn't it?
Yes. I still have plenty of sun sprouts. I have been, more than I can use in salads, and I have been slinging those in there with the kale, big handful of that. Yes. Yeah, and it does. As a matter of fact, right now, and I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not, I'm setting up, I think I did, setting up a sprout cart on one of these big shelving towers that's 2 feet by 4 feet. I've got three.
At least you told me about it.
Yeah, I've got three shelves will be dedicated to sprouts, so I can be growing a dozen trays at the same time. I've got some red amaranth in. That stuff's really cool because when it grows sprouts, it is this translucent ruby red, and
wow,
it's super nutritious. So, you know, you can have lots and lots of different colored sprouts. I'll be growing those in the basement, out of the way. But, you don't need a grow light or anything to do this. Any kind of fluorescent bulb or a window, you know, is enough for sprouts.
Right.
That's plenty. So, yeah, this is not where you're trying to grow anything to the adult stage. So, you know, as a matter of fact, to tell you the truth, low light for sprouts works a little better because they get leggy. You get like a long stem on them, and it makes them real easy to harvest. That way they're not bulking up or leafing right at the soil. You get kind of a lanky stem, and then you can grab them, and it gives you a great place to slice. So, yeah, sprouts for sure in there. That's now you're taking this thing to a whole new level. And then I would say one more thing. Doc Myers has these hydrogen tablets, if you're interested. They're not expensive. They look like a vitamin C tablet, but when you put them in bottled water, it produces hydrogen bubbles, which it does two things. It seeks out free radicals and destroys them, turns them back into water or something along those lines. Well, another thing it does is whatever is in your system, like if you're eating sprouts or you're taking vitamins, it makes that stuff super available to your bloodstream. And if you don't believe me, drink a beer after you've had some hydrogen water and see how that works for you.
Getting to me. How does that work for you?
Way too fast. Way too fast.
Oh, okay.
It's more like a Boilermaker at that point. You know that dream where you get to work and your pants aren't on? It's something like that. So it's except it's all true. So So if you're thinking that hydrogen thing is BS, it's not. I had to start the day with some hydrogen water. And then if you were to follow that up with one of these smoothies, with all the nutrition, you would be making all that nutrition very readily available to your system. And so that is, probably a great thing. You can get a hold of Doc Myers very easily. He's on every Friday. Just call him up and have him send you out some of these hydrogen tablets. They are, in my opinion, almost cheap. And because they're little hard tablets, they don't go bad. They're in a little bottle, and whenever you want one, you just throw it in a bottle of water, cap it up, and you can see it. It starts turning to it starts bubbling and gets fizzy. Because they don't go bad, they wait for you. They're in the plastic bottle to use. So, you know, if you're a real health nut and you want to combine that with something like, vegetable fruit smoothies, that is probably just about as good as it's going to get right now as far as the hydrogen thing is all the buzz right now in the health world. So, you know, if you're wondering what's the greatest, latest thing, that would be it.
You know, I read one article briefly or a headline about the hydrogen thing just in the past week or so.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I think I just read the headline. I don't think I read the article.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's starting to take off. Apparently people are really seeing the benefit.
Yeah, weightlifters and, you know, Olympians and all these people have been doing a hydrogen therapy for a while. When it first came out, it was super expensive. You know, now it's down to the point where, you know, you get a bottle of these tablets from Dr. Myers or somebody like that, and, you know, you're good to go. And, like I say, this is not even remotely cost prohibitive. I think there's like, I don't know, 50, 60, 100 in a bottle. You know, I wish I could tell you what.
Break time, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Rural Survival from RBN. We are speaking with Rick in Missouri. He's given us tips and tidbits on gardening. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, I will just kind of finish up here, let somebody else get in here. I was going to make some sort of an attempt to find, here it is right here. I was going to tell you which hydrogen tablets the Doc Myers has. He is using Active H2 by Purative. Purative Active H2, and It's, I wish I could remember the price. I really do. I think it's some ridiculous, like 60 tablets for like $12 or something along those lines. So,
right.
You know, it's, and I forget what I think he says, you know, do four a day, but I think I've only been doing two, but, you know, I think two is probably better than zero. So,
right.
You know, if you want to get a hold of the Doc Myers, his office number is 313-878-6868, I believe. I believe that's correct.
That sounds right.
Does it? Yeah. How many times have we heard that number? Every Friday. So, So I think that's it. But you can give him a call and have him send you some out. But that was just about all I wanted to mention this morning.
All right. Rick, something I want you to watch for me when you have time or as you're growing tomatoes next spring. Well, let me give you some background. I sold a commercial nursery when I was in real estate to a retired Navy commander. Unfortunately, he only lived about 3 months. But when I was showing him the nursery, we were walking through the tomato house, and because it was hydroponics, there was one tomato plant that, I'm no joke, the branches from it went 40 feet down the line. And the base of this thing was like 5 or 6 inches in diameter. I mean, it was huge.
Right.
Well, what I'm curious about is using the lighter fertilizers and the way you've done your beds, how big your tomatoes will get, your plants.
Well, yeah, I'm just tell you curious. Two things. Right. If you watch the Intelligent Farming and Smart Harvesting Tomatoes video, you will see that these tomatoes are being grown hydroponically. What they're doing is putting out huge baths of what looks like rock wool, and then they're running, of course, the tubing there in there. And then cutting, they go by with basically a hole saw, cutting holes in this stuff and dropping the tomato plants in there. The couple different things happen with large tomato plants. And you have to watch out for this. We've made this mistake when I was younger. Too much nitrogen on a tomato plant will make it gigantic, and you'll have zero fruit, zero. It will not flower. It just won't. It's a fascinating experiment if you're, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk. It really is. And so, you know, the only thing that I'm not sure is did they grow a tomato plant that big that was producing fruit?
Oh, it was. Hey, Rick, hang on for a minute. It's the top of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 2.5 minutes. 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.